The Santa Barbara Retro Radio Theater presents The March to the Past. Trivial, odd, and sometimes outrageous stories from the archives of the Santa Barbara News Press. Here is our trivial host, Raymond, Esquire.
Hello, trivia seekers. Today's narrative is the little-known history of one of the most fascinating episodes of local folklore. I call it The Case of the Trepidatious Torpedo. It was July 3rd, 1942. The first mainland attack on American soil in World War II occurred in Santa Barbara. A mysterious submarine shelled the Elmwood oil fields late one night. Local air raid warden Gunther Bidoux and his assistant Molly Meacham were first on the scene early the next morning.
The invasion! Spies! Call out the army! Call out the National Guard! Put up a cordon around the site and sweep for mines!
Mr. Bidoux, let's not be hasty. The shells didn't do much damage. In fact, it looks like most of them fell in the ocean and frightened a couple of mackerel and Humboldt squid.
Nonsense! We need to throw out a dragnet and round up every person who even looks suspicious. You never know where foreign collaborators may be hiding.
But, sir...
I want a list of everyone in Santa Barbara who's even listened to Madame Butterfly.
Sir, it was a few small shells from a submarine. The Navy is on its way.
Wait! I have it! A torpedo!
What?
We'll say it was a torpedo, just to show those laid-back Santa Barbara locals what it's like to be in World War II. We need everyone to understand how dangerous it is here in Santa Barbara.
Gunther!
That'll make news! Too bad we don't have television yet. I have a great smile.
It's just a few shells, Gunther. No one's going to mistake them for a torpedo.
I have it! Round up some of those empty oil barrels. We'll put them together with some duct tape and stick a boat propeller on the end.
I don't believe this.
What a picture that will make! And I can see the headline. Bidoux Beaches Terrifying Torpedo.
It'll make all the newsreels.
What's going on here?
Who's that?
Captain Logan, Army Intelligence.
Yes, sir.
Our office got a message about some shelling last night and sent me out to investigate.
Yes, sir, there was, as you can see.
Now, we've reconnoitered the area, sir. 12 shells all accounted for, sir. But the torpedo is still missing.
Torpedo?
Oh, no.
That's right, sir. We're sure there's a torpedo around here somewhere, and we'll find it. Don't you worry.
You mean you know that a submarine tried to torpedo the oil fields last night? Those diabolical fiends!
Captain Logan, it wasn't exactly...
How did you determine it was a torpedo?
I heard the whir of the propeller myself, sir. Clear as day. Night.
Well, that will take some investigating. Thank you, Warden. You'll probably get a medal for keeping our country secure from diabolical fiends like this.
Good Lord.
We'll take over from here. I'll get a squad down here right away to sweep the area. I'll have to take some men off duty from the harbor, but this is more important. Good day.
Gunther, you can't let him take men away from guarding the harbor to look for a torpedo that doesn't exist. Do something!
Captain!
Maybe, yeah, maybe that whir I heard was just old man Larson's fishing boat. He sometimes goes out at night trawling for perch. Yep, now that I think about it, probably was old man Larson. I kind of remember hearing him humming Flatfoot Flugee in the dark.
Nice, Gunther.
Well, that's different. I tell you what, Warden.
Yes, sir?
Why don't you take charge here? You and your assistant continue to search for the torpedo. If you find anything, fire this flare gun.
Yes, sir!
Carry on.
Well... You got out of that one, Gunther.
Yeah, no more torpedo stories for me.
Good.
No, sir. Next time, it's a giant fire-eating sea monster.
Gunther, watch where you're waving that flare gun. Just stand there, Gunther. I'll get a Band-Aid.
And a truss.
Well... That's one you won't find in the history books. And a good thing, too. But it's time to go. Be here next time when we open the Santa Barbara News Press Archive. Join us, won't you?
This has been another story from the March to the Past, brought to you by the Santa Barbara News Press. Produced by Chris Beard, written and directed by Roger Rittner. Featured in the cast were Dave Mello, Molly Brandenburg, Martin Medcalf, and Chris Beard. And now, a final word from your host.
Androgynous.
This has been a Santa Barbara Retro Radio Theater presentation.